As promised, it is National Puppy Day, and in the KSRO studios with me this morning is Dwayne Ledward from Dogma Animal Rescue. Dwayne, good to see you.
Good morning,
Pat. Also, Lindsay Crail is here from Canine Activity Club and Lodge.
Hello.
Thank you for being here. How many puppies are there in this studio?
Ooh.
One, two, three, four, five. And by the way, we are broadcasting this and doing a Facebook Live action on the KSRO Facebook page just because I thought you might like to get a look at the puppies, too. And it's Friday afternoon. It's been kind of a stressful week for a lot of people. We're getting ready for the March for Our Lives tomorrow. So I thought a little puppy activity might be a great idea.
Absolutely.
So, Dwayne, good to see you. That's okay. They're allowed to make as much noise as they want.
It's
a radio station. We don't have a mute button around here. So we've got puppies of all sizes and all ages, I guess, too, huh?
They are varied in ages. We actually have one adult. This is the mother of this puppy here.
Yes, she looks like the mature one of the group.
Yeah, so she tagged along. And we have some Chihuahua Terrier puppies and a little Dutch Shepherd puppy who's in training to be a service dog.
Fantastic.
And then we have Sina here, who's about 6 months old, and she is deaf and has poor vision.
Mm-hmm.
So she is...
She's a beauty. Oh, and she knows how to make her presence known. No question
does.
About that.
She's a little spitfire, for sure.
And anybody, it's National Puppy Day, so we wanted to bring in puppies. And we obviously, you know, I'm a believer. I have my one-year-old Dogma pup, Chance, and she's still a puppy, too. They tell me for another year or two,
yes.
I should expect that. But a beautiful addition to my family. And... I mean, there's nothing as good as puppy love, number one. Everybody in the world agrees with that. And Lindsay, talk to us, though, about some important parts to the equation if you're going to adopt a puppy.
Okay, well, here at Canine Activity Club, we offer free puppy socials for puppies 12 weeks to 5 months. And socialization for puppies is absolutely vital in their
stars.
Development.
Oh,
So we're there. One of the trainers, we're always there monitoring, making sure everybody is playing correctly, not being a bully or getting bullied.
Yes.
We are
need some referees.
I was just going to say, we are puppy referees.
Yeah.
And then we have a puppy behavior class right afterwards, each puppy social. So we can teach the basics.
I think puppy socialization class actually saved me from ripping all of my hair out as my puppy was growing up because I knew they needed some kind of outlet besides me.
Yes. I've had many a puppy owner come to me in tears.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's very normal.
We just don't know what to do. But here's what you do. You let them surround you with love. And one of the great quotes I read this morning about National Puppy Day was, you know, not only does your puppy not mind if you make a fool out of yourself, they don't judge you. And also in the same moment, they're willing to make fools of themselves to make you feel better about being one.
Puppies make everything better.
Yeah, they really do. They really do. These are absolutely gorgeous babies. Are these all up for adoption, Dwayne?
Most of them are up for adoption. Sina is not. She needs some training.
Sure. We all do.
The little terrier Chihuahua puppies, we took the whole litter. There's six in the litter total.
Can you bring those babies over a little bit closer to me so I can... I just want to... Oh, hello, sugar pie. Oh, my gosh. You talk about puppies, Dwayne, while I'm doing this.
These puppies have some really terrible hernias, so they are going to be adoptable, but they all need some surgery beforehand to fix them up. So,
well, that's one of the things that drew me to Dogma Animal Rescue is that one of the things that they do, which is kind of unique, is they rescue pregnant dogs from shelters where they're likely going to be euthanized. So when Dogma rescues a dog, they often, don't know if they're going to rescue one dog or six dogs or eight dogs, depending on how many puppies they have.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've actually moved into taking a lot more injured dogs this year.
Yeah, you've been spending a lot of time on, and that's a lot of money. I mean, even with the generosity of the vets around town, that's a lot of out-of-pocket money.
It's a lot of out-of-pocket money, but the revenue from the puppy adoptions helps us, and donations offset the portion we're missing. But yeah, we have a one-year-old German Shepherd who had been hit by a car and had a broken back. So he is recovering now and in physical therapy, and we've actually partnered with Canine Activity Club to house him. Because
can I hold that one while
you're talking? Yeah, sure.
I
love this.
Puppy. I need some puppy love.
So we have a lot of things going on this year with the dogs, and we also have a fundraiser on April 3rd at the Rainbow Cattle Company.
This is the Give Back Tuesday, right?
Our famous Give Back Tuesdays. We have amazing raffle prizes. There's a $5 plate Panda Express dinner that we're going to be serving, and we collect 10% of the revenue from the bar. They're very generous to us, and everyone's welcome to come. It is 21 and over. It's 5:30 to 8:30 p.m., and we always have a really good time.
Well, I can easily understand why. How lovely to be surrounded by puppies on National Puppy Day. And I don't think there's anything that really you can compare to getting a puppy. And by puppy, I mean really a rescue dog of any age.
Sure.
And it doesn't matter. There are so many occasions where it doesn't matter whether, you know, what their circumstances have been prior to meeting you, that with a little love, in some cases, you know, some attention and some training and some classes, you know, they can be a very happy, healthy part of your family.
Absolutely. Sure. Puppies are a lot of time, and people should definitely plan ahead and take the steps they need to before they get a puppy, get the proper crate and bedding and pick a good food. And, you know, young puppies need chew toys. They're going to go through them often.
Oh, honey. Do they need chew toys? I've started buying tires, and those are becoming shredded. So, yeah, they need – although it's funny because when I adopted my pup a year ago from you, Dwayne was so good. He came into the pet store with me, and he picked out toys. And so those are the only toys that you picked out that have survived all of this time. So you know what you're talking about.
Yes. I go through a lot of dog toys, so I've found the good brands.
Yeah. Is there how can people support your organization, Dogma Animal Rescue? Because, you know, I know there's no end, it seems, to your energy in terms of going anywhere to pick up animals that need to be helped. How can people help you do that?
Well, donations obviously just help us keep things going. We can always use volunteers at our adoption events, and presently we can use people who can do data entry, just to help us keep up with the backload of paperwork and recording records. We are going down tomorrow to Fresno to get another 16 dogs.
16.
And 4 newborn kittens and a cat that we're going to take to Sonoma Humane, which we often grab dogs for other local rescues because we have our van and bring them up. So, you know, the best way is just donations and time, really.
And what about fostering? Because obviously that's a huge part of this equation. How does somebody become a foster family for these pets?
Anyone interested in fostering should shoot us an email at dogmaanimalrescue@gmail.com. We are always in need of fosters. Because we do so many pregnant dogs, the foster obligation tends to be a little bit longer. So our fosters need breaks. We also take puppies and litters that are 7 weeks old, and we take injured dogs and senior dogs. And so there's a lot of different situations that a foster may be interested in helping with. And I would highly urge anyone who's interested in fostering to please give us an email at dogmaanimalrescue@gmail.com. You can also visit our website, dogmaanimalrescue.org. We're on Facebook, Dogma Animal Rescue, Twitter, Instagram, the whole shebang.
Yeah, they're all over Facebook. That's how I get most of my – that's how I know where you are and what you're doing is by checking out Facebook. And that's why we wanted to go Facebook Live. Listen, I'm a firm believer in that radio is not interesting to look at, generally speaking. However – this is an exception. And I thought, especially on a Friday morning, this might be a great way for our show to go out for the weekend and say, you know, in advance of all the emotion and everything else that's going to go on this weekend
sure.
with March for Our Lives, I thought it might be a good reminder to every now and then get a little puppy love going.
Well, and look how happy your employees are. They're, the windows
I know,
are
people
lined
are surrounding the studios right now. Yeah, everybody wants to play. Lindsay, thanks so much
You're
for
welcome.
Being here.
Thanks for
Dwayne.
Having us.
Good luck. I always wish you good luck. And we are, you know, you've got a microphone anytime you need it around here.
We love that.
And ladies, thank you so much for coming in and bringing those beautiful, beautiful babies. And they are all gorgeous. It's amazing how many beautiful kinds of love, puppy love there are. And if you would like to find out more, get in touch with Dogma Animal Rescue. I got to go hug some.